Construction online at RileyBuilds.com.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here today, as we are every couple weeks, by Manhattan City Commission. We've got City Manager Ron Fear joining us in studio. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
We've also got Mayor Mike Dodson in studio. Good morning, Mayor.
Morning. Good to be with you.
We got a... it seems like every week we're talking snow here about this time of year, this time of the week. And you guys have your city commission meeting, we think, will happen tonight, right, Mr. Fear?
We're planning on it, so we'll reassess things. We'll get some afternoon and updates and forecasts and reassess things. And but as of now, we're planning to have it, unless we make an announcement otherwise.
Okay. Well, and a lot of stuff to get to as the meeting starts at 7 o'clock here tonight. We'll start here first with a public hearing. Let's talk a little bit more about what's going on.
Sure. About a couple different times a year, usually in the this time of year, and then again in the fall, we'll have special assessments to be levied. These are for basically subdivision projects that have constructed streets, water, sanitary sewer, and stormwater lines in various residential and commercial subdivisions, and then some general projects as well. In this particular case, there's about 22 projects that we're proposing to levy special assessments for. So all of these have been constructed with temporary financing, kind of like a construction loan, if you will, and then we're permanently bonding these to roll into permanent financing. About $10.3 million worth of improvements, with $8.9 million of that, so the biggest part of it being covered by benefit district financing. So those lot owners within those benefiting properties will make annual payments for 20 years and pay that debt service off. And then there is about $1.34 million in city at large expense. That's primarily on the Miller Parkway project. And you may recall this was constructing Miller Parkway through from the Lee Mill Heights area over and connecting to Scenic Drive, as well as the signalization there of that intersection. And so this is the permanent financing for that. Also, the city's a property owner along that segment with some parkland that will have about $423,000 in special assessments over that 20-year period. The part of this process, so everybody that would have this assessment given to them or provided to them gets a notice. And with information about their assessment and the details of that, this public hearing is specifically for them to be able to come in and ask questions about that particular project, about the method of assessment, and ensure if there's they also have an opportunity to pay those assessments off early and avoid some handling fees if they didn't want to have that particular their part bonded. So that's the primary purpose for the public hearing, for the public to be able to comment on the method of financing and the details of the financing itself. But otherwise, these projects have been constructed, and now we're ready to permanently finance them.
Okay.
Yeah, I think one of the things that people may not remember is in the city of Manhattan, we're a little bit unique because we pay up front for the installation of these services, and then we put them on specials. And so if you look on your, for most people, except in the older neighborhoods, if you look on your tax assessment at the end of the year, you'll see those specials down there, and this is what that's for. And in other communities, those are likely placed on your mortgage, either for your lot or for your house and lot. So again, we're a little bit unique, but this is a good way to at least keep the initial cost of your mortgage down.
Do you anticipate a lot of comments here tonight?
Typically don't. No. You know, again, most of the folks have been provided the written information in advance, and so if they had questions about it, the staff is already engaged with them. So it's we typically don't get folks that come and ask questions about these particular aspects, because it really is a public forum. hearing for them to really talk about the actual assessment. And if there was some type of error or something, that's probably going to be taken about. But it is an opportunity to ask questions about the particular project. You know, they may have purchased the property and weren't around, you know, when it happened and just ended up with it. So it's an opportunity to for them to come and ask questions about a particular project and the financing associated with it.
Okay. Well, moving on to the general agenda, item A is considering a first reading of an ordinance that would annex and rezone Blueville Edition Unit 2 from Riley County Ag Agricultural District to C2 Neighborhood Shopping District.
Right. This is the area out at Scenic Drive and West Anderson Avenue there at the roundabout. So it would be the southwest quadrant of that particular intersection. So the land between Anderson and Wildcat Creek Road and west of Scenic Drive. I think most folks are probably familiar where the Blueville Nursery is. Mm-hmm. And so some of that has been previously annexed as part of the Anderson project, but there's an additional 10.8 acres proposed to be annexed down along Wildcat Creek Road and west of Scenic Drive there. A total of 27.4 acres is being proposed for rezoning to C2. This project would also relocate Wildcat Creek Road from where it intersects Scenic Drive right now, right there at the north side of the Wildcat Creek Bridge. So it's really close to the bridge now, and it will relocate it to the north a little bit, and it will line up with the new Cumberland Road access that's being developed to go down to the as a second access point to the Stone Creek Family Physicians area. So that'll improve sight lines in that particular area and match up those two roadways as they intersect with Scenic Drive. Also, the lower lots that are being proposed for this particular commercial area are indicated to be undeveloped lots with stormwater detention. So all of the city's stormwater regulations relative to this watershed will be adhered to from that aspect of things. And so it's one that the staff and planning board have reviewed. It's been talked about for quite a while, and everything appears to be in order. Planning board has reviewed it, and planning board and staff do recommend approval.
Yeah, I think a lot of people worry about, you know, the stormwater, particularly with our recent experience at Wildcat Creek. And this, as Ron said, these detention ponds that are on the north side there actually do mitigate a little bit more than we have now. So there really won't be any construction along the banks of Wildcat Creek except for those detention ponds. So we're pretty comfortable doing this. And I know a lot of people worry about it, but, you know, when you look at the engineering of it, it's a positive.
By changing from agriculture district to a neighborhood shopping district, are you anticipating some businesses might be interested in that area then?
Sure, eventually. I mean, that whole area is kind of transformed. The scenic crossing on the opposite corner, certainly all four corners will now have commercial zoning. We've got professional offices, obviously, with the doctor's offices out there. So I think as that area continues to develop, we'll see a variety of different commercial businesses, certainly, that are compatible with the nursery and other aspects of that.
Okay. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more In Focus here. Ron Fear and Mayor Mike Dodson joining us here in studio. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.